Northwest Arkansas Black Lives Matter organizer Aaron William Clark is running for a seat on the Rogers City Council against longtime incumbent Mark Krueger. Ozarks at-largest Jacqueline Froelich reports.
Aaron William Clark, who's resided intermittently in Northwest Arkansas over the past decade, has garnered national media attention for his Black Lives Matter organizing work this summer, staging mass protests as well as picnics where he's invited white nationalists to join him. His stated goal and name of his organization is Bridge the Gap. Now he's running for a political office, Ward 1, Position 2, Rogers City Council, with no educational or political credentials.
I grew up in the inner city streets, so like all of my family was either getting put in penitentiary for life or dying from gang violence or gun violence. So like I had it in my head, it was just like someone was telling me, they're like, get out of here. Like you're gonna be dead or you're gonna be in prison.
On his campaign website, BioSketch Clark, who was adopted, says due to family violence left home, where he says he faced starvation and discrimination. An encounter with a traveling magazine salesman landed him a door-to-door sales job in Kansas City, Missouri. He later made his way to the Ozarks, where he now works as a social change organizer.
A lot of rallies on the, we did a dialogue on the square. We did a cookout down in Harrison where we offered the whole community food. We did a cookout where the head of the KKK, national director of the KKK, Thomas Robb, lives. We want to bridge the gap in the community. We want to bridge racial tensions. We want to bridge the gap between law enforcement and citizens.
Clark's campaign seeks expanded public health resources for working poor, as well as equal pay and criminal justice reform.
So my plan is cooperative community enforcement. So they take money that is in the existing health funds, and they also try to reach into the CARES allocated monies, and we create a special response unit in Rogers, Arkansas. What this special response unit would consist of is basically social workers, counselors, or therapists that are paired up with the police officers, or a special response unit that goes to mental health calls. Well-being checks, suicide calls, some domestic calls that aren't violent, that voices are raised, calls for homeless people hanging out. Different things like this could take a lot of pressure off of our police officers.
The city of Rogers counts around 68,000 residents, one-fifth are Hispanic, with a growing population of Asian, Pacific Islanders, and African Americans, yet city council is comprised of all white people.
We have to break that cycle. I think that we have to force the city to acknowledge that. Like, when has there ever been a black city council member? Has there ever been a minority representation on the city council in Rogers?
Rogers, at the turn of the 20th century, was a sundown town where African Americans were not welcome to stay after dark. Blacks, however, were able to settle in Bentonville, Fayetteville, and Eureka Springs, although subject to Jim Crow segregation and violence. Clark is running against incumbent Mark Krueger. The retired vice principal at Rogers High School has served on city council for 32 years. He moved to Northwest Arkansas in 1973.
Well, we try to represent everybody as equally as possible. At the same time, these elections are open to anyone that qualifies to run, and I'm trying to recall, but I think we've had one minority person run in all the 32 years I've been here, been doing this. So, it would be good if you had equal representation based on the population, but in Rogers, as in other cities, that's not always the way it works out.
Krueger acknowledges the importance of the Black Lives Matter movement.
We probably have 2% or less of the black population. So it is not, it's very important, but it's not as significant as it is in, say, Little Rock or Fort Smith. But we welcome diversity and try to represent everybody equally.
Krueger says police reform should be decided by local law enforcement.
Well, I leave that to our police chief and department. They have an outstanding record in as far as any aspect of policing.
Krueger currently chairs Rogers Advertising and Promotion Commission. His priority is providing sustainable development to accommodate growth in Rogers. Many towns and cities in Northwest Arkansas are seeing unprecedented development, including to accommodate a new remote workforce during the pandemic.
I think if you looked at the record, Rogers has probably led in the efforts for affordable housing for the past several years compared to most of the surrounding communities.
Several years ago, voters, during a special election in Rogers, approved a multi-million dollar bond issue, extending a 1% sales tax to improve local parks, streets, as well as police and fire station facilities. And when a global pandemic was announced last March, Krueger says the city did take action eventually to protect residents.
We were not quite as fast as Fayetteville, but we shut down quite a bit also, and we followed the CDC and governor's guidelines, and we also have a mask ordinance. So, you know, I think we're doing what we can. Certainly, you know, we need to keep repeating the message over and over again. But at this point, I kind of feel like a lot of it is up to the individual.
Krueger says he doesn't have a campaign agenda, nor a campaign website, instead relying on his enduring record.
I would say, you know, and I've had some other interviews, and they say, why do you think you're the best candidate and whatever? And I would like to say that, you know, I certainly have experience at this point. I think I've developed leadership skills. And in this particular instance, I am not running with any kind of directed cause other than to serve the people of Rogers.
The deadline to request an absentee ballot this presidential election is Tuesday, October 27th. Absentee ballots must be received by mail at county clerk's offices or dropped off in person by 7:30 p.m. on election day, Tuesday, November 3rd. And early voting begins October 19th through Monday, November 2nd. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.